This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey there, live from Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Yeah. Nationwide, coast to coast. You know, we're in 110 million broadcast television homes every night. And we're in 150 radio stations every day. And also, we do a special broadcast for the Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. You're looking at all the networks right there. Great to have you along. We're TV and radio at the same time. It's the Big Biz Show. Sully and Rusty Nails. Yeah, I was just talking about that 23andMe thing. Yeah. Have you seen the new public company with the stock symbol BYND? Can you bring that up for me, Jared? BYND.
What do they do? BYND.
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat?
Bleeding veggie burgers is what I call them.
You know, they're not, they finally dialed that in.
I would agree. A little spongy, but it's meat-like. But look at McDonald's and Jack in the Box are meat-like also. You're not eating meat.
What is in the Jack in the Box taco?
You know what?
It's a product.
Do you know how many Jack in the Box tacos they sell every year?
I love it.
First of all, Jack is the stock symbol for Jack in the Box. It used to be Food Maker. The stock symbol was JBX for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now it's Jack.
They have 333 company-owned stores.
So hungry.
They've got 1,500 franchise stores. And then there's international stores. Total stores, I think, about 2,200. Can I tell you? Mm-hmm. They're having a problem with their franchisees because they don't think they're advertising enough. Okay, you don't see as many Jack ads as you used to.
Yeah.
And that's mainly here in the West Coast. On the East Coast, I believe that's called Hardee's. Same company.
Really?
Okay. Yes. But Jack, though, they sell of not the Super Taco or the Monster Taco, but of the regular taco. Okay?
Here we go.
The $2 taco. Do you know how many they sell per year of $2 tacos?
1 million.
Try 3.6 million tacos.
No, that's a lot.
3.6 million tacos. Have you ever deconstructed? Curtis, you like it? It's the best freaking hangover food in the world, first of all. Curtis doesn't drink, but at the same time, if you deconstructed a taco from Jack in the Box,
right,
you wouldn't change a dirty diaper that looked like that.
No.
And by the way, what does it look like?
Oh yeah,
a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
But they are delicious.
They are.
They're nothing to do with Mexican
food,
by the way.
And they crunch, and then they ooze this special golden, I don't even know what it is, oil?
That's golden oil.
Something comes out on my shirt every
Lorenzo's
time.
Lorenzo's oil.
Oh, I love it.
It is good.
And then in the bag, all the lettuce that was supposed to be in it is just there.
Yeah.
You just eat that.
They just eat the bag. It's one of those things where you eat the whole bag. They put salsa on the bag.
I love Jack in the Box.
Well, usually it's because you were not using CBD the first time you had a Jack in the Box taco. You were using cannabis, though.
That could have been.
And it was 2 in the morning. We have started looking at a vertical here and investing on the Big Biz Show. In fact, we started producing a television show nationally called Live High Live based upon the cannabis industry.
LiveHighLive.com.
We don't spend a lot of time on the air with it now, but I love when you guys, and so we got an email from a viewer, TV viewer, and I believe that they were out at Colorado, I'm not mistaken, that was looking at a Canadian company in the cannabis space, and they were called, and I hope I'm saying this correctly, but Edward Fields, the chairman and CEO, is going to correct me if I'm not, Dione Med Brands, D-I-O-N-Y, is it?
Yeah.
Dione?
Dimey.
Anyway,
they
are publicly traded in Canada under the stock symbols DYME. But here in the States, you all can take a look at DYMEF.
Look at that.
And they have, it's dionymed.com, DIONYMED.com. I'll put it on our website as well. But they're a multi-state cannabis brands platform in Canada. And we're so grateful to have Ooh. Edward Fields. Edward, you know, one of our viewers told us about you and we reached out and here you are. How are you like that?
Well, just super exciting, guys. I have to say, that whole bit about Jack in the Box and the tacos seemed to be timely.
It really
given the topic, right? Uh-huh. I mean,
first of all, Edward is Edward officially
cannabis.
Edward officially is now a regular on the program.
Yeah.
He's
and
like
here
our
we
third
have,
guy.
Mr. Fields is here. Tell your wife I love her cookies.
Oh, thank
anyway,
you, everybody.
See, well, Mr. Fields, that would be... All right.
Remember how hot Mrs. Fields was?
Even better.
Yeah.
They're even better when they're infused with a little
green
THC distillate.
Have you been in the cannabis industry? Because I heard that you, when I did diligence on you, I heard that you were in the education business and you were sort of an entrepreneurial software cat. How did you get involved in the CBD space?
Yeah, look, and just to be clear, we're in the CBD space, but we're also the leading distribution platform for THC products across California.
No kidding.
And for sure. People love the Gardner's brand and the Wimberry Farms offering. We sell THC-based products throughout California, Oregon. We're expanding into Nevada and Massachusetts. And in California, we're really leading the way. That's a great graphic that shows Wimberry Farms.
I got to ask you something. So, one of the things I know is a hallmark to you personally is a thing called a trusted brand, something that's safe, something that is of best standards practices for quality. And I've always complained as a talk radio guy and as a television person, both locally and nationally, that we didn't have the infrastructure in California lined up with when we legalized cannabis for recreational as well as medicinal use. And Russ has heard me talk about this before.
Yeah.
Even sitting in the car as I'm talking on the radio airwaves of Southern California, how, look, we didn't have child packaging. We didn't have best practices labs testing what was in the stuff. We didn't have everything in place, which we're going to have. How did you guys manage to do that? Because you guys seem to be ahead of the curve in every one of those areas. So it's not just about the product for you. It's about the fact that you guys offer an enterprise-wide solution for this, don't you?
Yeah, look, I mean, at the end of the day, what consumers, I think, are really focused on for any lifestyle product, whether it be alcohol or whole foods or, you know, sort of cannabis, it's really all about a safe, trusted brand that you can be confident about having a consistent experience with. And so for us, it was really about partnering across the value chain, including with great cultivators, distillate manufacturers, and finished good processing houses that could partner at the scale that we're running at to bring these great cannabis brands to market. And, you know, look, we're in 490 of the 550 active dispensaries, legal active dispensaries in California today.
You know, it's really funny. So is Russ.
I get on a regular basis.
Well, the good news, Russ, is that sometime later this year, you're going to be able to get those products also delivered direct to your door or to the studio from our online offering, Chill.
That's not accurate, Edward. You're going to be here in studio, so you're bringing them yourself.
With regard to that, are these products, can you cross state lines here? You're growing California, I'm selling it in Nevada.
That's a great question because you've got what? You've got 31 states in the U.S. that states' rights say they're legal here, but you can't. I think you can sell state to, unless the states are butted next to each other, you can't even cross over the
airline.
So how did you guys figure that part out, Edward?
Look, it's all about having proprietary formulations and a world-class product engineering team who can replicate the user experience without bringing the product across borders. Wow. Even if the states abut, like Oregon and California, you cannot move the product across the border.
So you have a proprietary technology to where you're selling your stuff and it never has to cross borders. This is the digital printing of the by the way.
So
is that a good analogy, Edward?
That's an excellent analogy, by the way. And, you know, I think it's exciting for consumers that they can get the products that they want for a night in Las Vegas or for a Saturday night out in L.A.
Or even, you know, a day at the Jump Television Studios.
Jump Television Studios, for sure.
Hey, so I have quickly, the name of the company, am I saying this correctly? Is it Dianemed or Dionemed? Can you please pronounce it?
Yeah, so it's Dianemed.
Dianemed.
Pronounced many times. And I have to say, one of our employees won the contest for the ticker symbol, which was DIME, And I have a feeling that the Dianamed name, which is rarely pronounced properly, is likely to become Dime sometime in the near future.
Yeah, I'm changing it officially on national television, so you guys are screwed. I'm fixing it right now.
Look, I think that's super helpful, Sully. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Dianamed Brands, by the way, D-I-O-N-Y-M-E-D Brands. Let's make it easy for right now. We'll put it on bigbizshow.com, and you can just click on it. We'll put it on the front page. Their stock symbol, by the way, in the U.S., D-Y-M-E-F. By the way, just a little takeaway here. When you see an F at the end of a stock symbol, it means it is traded in the U.S., but it's held foreign. Now, believe it or not, Canada is not part of Washington State.
No.
Or
not yet.
or the northern border. They have their own country up there. Although I know that we all think that we're all the same. That's the reason, because it's Canadian. Edward, I'm going to keep you because you're fantastic. I'm going to talk about something very proprietary here, and the biggest piece of proprietary, I guess, is their distribution, because they got a D2C model, which is called Direct to Consumer, Rusty Nails.
Yeah, I'm digging it. How about can I download a seed?
No.
Is that possible?
You want to digitally print a seed?
Yeah, digitally. Somehow.
No, but you can. But in one of the 50 Medi shops you went into this morning, I certainly have their stock.
Wait, a Dianamed bag doesn't sound as good as a Dime bag.
I don't know. Dianamed. Dime bag. Bag. You're right. You know, the name of your company's now Dime Brands Incorporated.
There it is.
On the air with
Edwards. Heads or tails?
Stand by.
Call it
more of this stuff. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Nationwide, coast to coast, TV, radio. We're inefficient everywhere.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
That's right. The Wall Street Journal called us business with a barroom slam.
I got that covered.
And Fast Company magazine called us not your father's business show.
Wow, that is an IPA.
Speaking of which, we did a special over at AleSmith called Craft and Commerce that Russ and I will be airing on U2 America and Biz TV.
I think we're going to get another Emmy Award.
I think we are. We're going to get an Emmy Award for that. Yeah, it was a fantastic show. Chris Janikas, Jared Coleman, Curtis Matovitz, all did a fantastic job. We're going to air this locally also.
We have to have outtakes.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of the best pieces of work that Rusty ever didn't do. It was fantastic. Hey, look, Edward Fields is the chairman and CEO of a company called Dianamed, D-I-O-N-Y Med. I'm not going to spell it anymore. I'm just going to have you go to our website or go to their website, dianamed.com. But look at their stock symbol, D-Y-M-E-F. And I know you're listening to us or watching us. You're either in the truck driving down the road or you're on your couch on your butt watching us at night. But they are in a multi-state cannabis brands platform. And they've got this direct-to-consumer model that is rarely seen, and I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that. Edward, can you first of all, Edward, I could sit and talk to you for hours, if you see an 858 number come across this afternoon, it's me. We're just going to have a chat. But the long story short is, talk to us about your distribution model, because direct-to-consumer is really, really cutting edge in your business, and that's pretty cool how you guys are offering that. Talk about how that works.
Yeah, look, as a brands company, the thing that we care most about is being there at the moment of truth when a consumer is making a decision. So whether it's online at our destination orderchill.com, where a consumer can place an order for an array of different cannabis products and have it walk up to their door in a variety of California markets within 45 minutes, or whether they walk into a retail dispensary and find these great products on the shelf at their local retailer, that's what we're focused on as a cannabis brands company.
Hey, I have to ask you, speaking of that, because you are the CEO of a publicly traded company, and I have always said that our federal government here in the States is not doing a very good job when they're letting the states have legal cannabis with respect to medicinal and recreational, but we're not letting the rest of the country. And what it's causing, the law of unintended consequences here, is an illegal banking. They're creating a money laundering system down here for these guys trying to do business legitimately in their state, but they can't because of the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. If the FDIC insures your bank, you can't bank there if anything you do is not legally federally. Talk about the safe banking practices that you're lobbying for, because this is a big piece of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think this is enormously important. We have 400 plus employees getting cannabis to consumers every day. We're having to use cash currency to run the business. The consumers are forced to conduct the transactions in currency. We collect lots of it, and it's both a safety issue, which for me as the CEO, leading a team of 400 people is my primary concern. And it's also a simple issue around consumer convenience and commerce. And I think the good news is this is going to clear when we see the States Act pass or the Safe Banking Act pass. But I'm calling on every member of the House of Congress to get behind fixing this problem so that our employees and teammates are safe always and consumers have the convenience of, you know, the transactions that they want to, you know, conduct.
Well, God bless you, man. I think you're doing a great job. Edward, will you come back on the air with us? You're fantastic. I think it's a really great, I think you're smart, and I could spend a half hour with you.
I think Cron Burgundy needs to have him in, too.
I think so, too. Dynamed, a multi-state cannabis brands platform out of Canada.
Nice.
DINYMED.com. If you have any more questions on that, just
visit us. Bow.
Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Continues. So here's my question for you with respect to this Rusty Nails.
Yeah,
you can move off of that, guys. We're done with that. When you see so many different companies, okay?
Tons.
What stands out to you as a consumer? Because I think that's one of the things that we haven't, you know.
Well, as a consumer of the flower, which is more of the smokable element, which I prefer, I like freshness, flavor, and of course the buzz is always important.
Yeah.
But some people that enjoy edibles or tinctures or, you know, shatter, all these different ways to consume this product, which I'm not into. I don't know. You can get the pills. You can get it online with a limited amount of THC. The CBD right. can be shipped. The lotions, the topicals.
Yeah, but what makes you pick one over the other? Because it's, I don't go into those shops. I wouldn't know. Because I know what, you know, beer I like.
Yeah. Well, I do too. But if it's not available, you go for Plan B. They're pretty similar. It's like, do I want this bourbon?
Yeah, that's
this
why.
Bourbon,
so you, or see this a, bourbon. You see a packaging thing there.
Yes.
I think this is going to be way more about packaging. Marketing and packaging, isn't it?
I want to be like a Mrs. Fields.
No, but the
there
point
I
is, though,
yeah.
is that what makes you go to something? Oh, I'll try this.
A little bit.
Isn't that interesting?
Those a
guys,
little
so
bit.
So it's not about the product itself anymore.
No, the product is really similar, I
exactly.
think.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to talk to Paul Gill in a second. Paul Gill is the CEO of Lomaco Metals, and they are publicly traded LMRMF here in the States. Is he ready for us yet?
Yeah.
Good, because I want to talk to Paul, because there was so many articles about the onslaught of electric vehicles coming up, and with the gas stuff going on, the oil prices going on, the manufacturing or refinery stuff,
right
has been going. It made me think of Paul, and I said we got to get him back on the air because I got a ton of emails last time he was on the air about
storage
the electric vehicle market
of solar and all the other types of stuff.
Paul, great to have you, man. Good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
There it is.
Good to be on.
So here's my question. You have been involved in the growth stage of this industry from the very beginning. What I have to ask you is, you're really high on the food chain and the battery side. So talk about, A, what you guys do at Lomaco, and then talk about a top-down look at what's going on in this. Because I think we're in at the right time here, because we are pre-peak, aren't we? I mean, isn't this really pre-peak of the EV sales?
Exactly. I mean, the hockey stick moment, as we say in Canada, is yet to come. We're going to see a lot of growth in the next little while. We're going to see a lot of EVs being sold. But what we're doing right now is preparing the supply side. The supply side is the materials that go into the lithium ion batteries.
Yeah.
That's the important thing to have with us. And that's what we have. We've got graphite materials here in Quebec. I'm located in wonderful Montreal, Quebec right now. Had a nice maple syrup breakfast.
That's all I had for breakfast, by the way. It was just a cup of maple syrup.
That's it.
And a beer. He's from Canada, by the way.
And watched a hockey game.
Very, very quickly, when you talk about battery materials, people really don't understand about the graphite, how important the importance of it. Talk about that and talk about where Lomaco falls into that supply chain.
I mean, they call it a lithium-ion battery, but really a lithium-ion battery has a majority of the material in it being nickel and graphite. So graphite is really the active material that goes into the anode of the car. So we're seeing some very good demand side growth for graphite. Every single car is going to need about 220 pounds of the material. So I think that's a good side of the situation, and it's just going to keep growing and growing as more and more cars get on the road. That's
all right, there's a taste. Stay right there, Paul Gill.
That's a weird number. Well, I haven't heard that before. It'll need that much, you know, poundage.
Well, yeah, and
car.
That's the thing. And this is, look at graphite prices are affecting a lot of ancillary pieces of this electric vehicle story. We're going to talk about that. You can go to lomiko.com, L-O-M-I-K-O.com is their website. LMRMF is their stock symbol. He's not going anywhere. We're going to talk some more to Paul Gill. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com is our website. Stand by because the intersection of electric vehicles and mining about to come up,
wow,
Rusty.
Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? What?
You're born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, nationwide, coast to coast, Big Biz Show's on the air. 110 million TV homes every night and 150 radio stations as you're driving down the roads of the United States. Also, but if you're in another 175 countries on a military base, you can catch us on American Forces Network. There you go. Paul Gill's with us. Lomiko. Lomiko Metals. LMRMF is their stock symbol. L-O-M-I-K-O.com. Did I hopefully have that right? Wait a second.
We've been talking about the stuff.
Yes, it's lomiko.com. So, look, hey, Paul, so here's my question. Because you guys say you're at the beginning of the hockey stick. What he means by that, by the way? Russ, what do you think he means by that?
Oh, for the love of God. Okay, first we're down here. We're just scooching along. We start to drop. All of a sudden, people realize what a bitching company we are. Shoot,
and it looks like
up.
A hockey stick.
Looks like a big hockey stick.
Fantastic. Wow.
Thank you.
The over under on you actually knowing what that was very low.
I know. Very good.
Like it was.
That's a good call.
So,
what I want to know is how much will my pencils cost in the future?
Yes,
with all
that has nothing.
Nothing to do with what we're
talking.
Nothing
to do with the same thing.
Graphite prices will affect a lot of things surrounding exploration and such. Talk about that a little bit, would you, Paul?
Yeah. What's going on right now is that graphite's used in steel making. It's consumed in steel making. It's used in brake shoes. It's used in dry lubricants and stuff like that. So, but the big addition to all of that market is going to be electric vehicle graphite anode. And as we see more and more of that developing, we're going to see more and more demand for the material. The prices are going to go up. That hasn't happened yet. Right now, what we've seen is though China used to import 90% of the graphite to the United States, it's gone down to 37% now. Because China is making lithium-ion batteries in China rather than exporting the full battery rather than the materials.
Sure.
So that's a big wake-up call for us here in North America that they're doing that. They're taking over that whole industry.
As a group like yourselves that is at the very tip of the spear in the very beginning, talk about how we go from where you're at today to where it goes into, let's say, a Tesla or a Leaf or another EV. Talk about how that works, because what you guys are doing is you guys are mining high, or you're exploring and you're accessing high grade flake graphite. Talk about how this whole thing works.
Yeah, first a geologist goes onto the land, discovers the outcropping of graphite. Then we get a drill campaign going that drills down. To find out what the extent of the mineralization is. We have a metallurgist that tests the content of the material, how easy it is to extract from the host rock, and that's very important to get a pure material out. And then we create a resource which indicates how much of the material there is, and then a pre-economic assessment will tell us what the market cap is going to be on the project. So what we do is really find out how much it costs, how much it's going to sell for, and that's our profit margin. And once we bake that cake, we're going to see a big fluctuation in our share price.
Well, this is what I love about this whole
big
thing.
Ad.
I love the fact that they're pre-peak, like he said, before it's really, I mean, we're starting to see electric vehicles, but it hasn't really happened.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. We're going to be following this company pretty closely coming up. Lomiko Metals. L-O-M-I-K-O.com is their website. Lomiko.com.
I heard about a solar plane they're thinking of making.
Solar plane. All right.
Stick it out on the wings.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Shouldn't
All right. Before we get to James Herson, thank our sponsors, shall we?
Good idea.
Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com.
Where's Herzen?
We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like me and Rusty. Get a Rock Mobile plan for $29.99 a month.
Hello, it's snowing over here.
Your voice sounds gravelly.
Yeah. It's so bad. Are you stoned?
Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Gotta believe it.
Starbucks coffee with a bigger, dare I say, bolder.
You said bolder.
Finally, Blue and Brands, their fine family of restaurants. Fleming Steakhouse, Outback Steakhouse.
Way out back.
Roy's Restaurant, Bob's Italian Grill. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that.
You rock, Bob.
Thank you. I know I do. Oh, my God. Do we have James Herzen back?
Is
James,
he here?
I am so happy to talk to James. James, I have a question for you, sir. Yeah. You with me? Can you hear me?
Sure.
Is it possible that Donald Trump is playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers? And let me tell you why.
Ooh, good one.
Let me tell you why. What did he ask for 3 months ago and didn't get? He asked for a Fed rate decrease, or at least the promise of one.
Okay.
Couldn't get it.
No.
Okay. He saw a stock market that had been going up for literally 10 years. Okay. And really, especially in the last couple of years. Due for a correction. What a better way to create a correction than to get China pissed off. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Because look at. Okay. So that starts. That's a 10% correction in the Nasdaq.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis. A correction, by the way, is a 10% drop from recent highs. That's a correction. Okay.
Correct.
So we saw 10%. We saw 7% correction of the debt. Wasn't a correction. Wasn't legally a correction.
Right.
Nasdaq was a correction. Then here comes Mexico. Okay. $2.5 billion supply chain into San Diego, California.
Love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talks about putting tariffs on. What happens at the end of the day? He gets a rate decrease, likely rate decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Correction turns around, market gets up, and he can say, even though he incorrectly says Mexico's paying tariffs, it's the importers, but he can say that now Mexico built the wall. James, you rest my case? Guilty, not guilty? How am I doing?
Yeah.
I like your theory. And look, you know, in the world of martial arts, people train in a dojo. Okay, there can be no better dojo than negotiating world trade agreements than being a real estate tycoon billionaire working particularly on the East Coast in the Manhattan real estate market. So there's no way to be successful in that market without having to think many steps ahead.
Right.
When you talk about chess versus checkers, it's clear that the way all we have to do is look back at the way Donald Trump handled the Mueller investigation. We've really never seen anything like this. This man, who everybody says is so emotional and flies off the handle, handled that investigation with the patience of a saint. He opened everything up. He even had his lawyers in an unprecedented fashion talking with Mueller's people, and he waited patiently. He dealt with an inept attorney general in the form of Jeff Sessions, and he waited patiently, thinking far ahead, many steps ahead. Now look at the situation. He has William Barr in place. He has John Durham, this pit bull, investigating. And it completely, it's a turnaround. And all the power is in his hands. So I think the same thing applies as we look at, as we approach 2020, and we look at the way Trump views the variables in the economy. One of those variables is, in fact, the interest rates. And the other are the perception of the trade agreements and certainly the perception of the border. I think most Americans appreciate a leader who, even though Congress is refusing to act, and even though it appears as though he has nowhere to go, he finds a creative way using the economy to get results at the border. I think that really is a feather in Donald Trump's hat politically. But I also think, you know, we're looking at a series of engineered victories that are going to happen between now and 2020. And I think that's the most powerful campaign that the president could run, and he knows that.
So the tail's wagging the dog a little bit here.
Yeah, a little. I think so. I think in not in relation to the fact that I think President Trump, truly being an outsider, being a businessman, being a billionaire who doesn't need prestige, power. He certainly doesn't need money. He's acting generally in the best interest of the American people. I think we're looking at political calculus is in the timing, and I think that's where he's exercising this old Christian virtue of patience. And he knows he had to be patient doing business in New York. He had to be.
What's the question then? The question is, what do his detractors do? Because what do you have, 56 people running for president on the Democratic side?
I think it's now up to 14 dozen. I mean,
yeah, the question there is, what do his detractors do? James, stay right there, because I'm going to get to that in a second.
Nothing.
Because they're going to use the same platitudes that they always use. But at the end here, I mean, you've got a million more jobs than you have people to fill them. You have a million more jobs than people to fill them. Think about that. Because and that, I mean, if you think in terms of where we are, no further than employment rate being the highest it's been in 40 years.
So am I.
In our lifetime.
You know, we should have the Trumpster in here. Get him to California.
Oh, he'd come on the air.
Hang with the homeless and us.
It's a good show. More James Hurston coming up in just a second.
There it is.
Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, it's a Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today. Lots of stuff on our Big Biz Show website that you can take a look at.
Ciao, buongiorno.
Do I see a new website? Is that a website I'm looking at there?
This is a, this is a newsletter I think I'm putting out because I'm a small business owner.
Oh, you are?
Well, technically,
What's that? What's that small business, Russ?
I'm a humorous speaker. So,
a humorous speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Unless I'm drinking, then I'm a comedian.
Humorous speaker.
Well, humorous speaking is a comedian Okay, here it is. A humorous speaker is a comedian who's not drinking. That's about the only difference. No corporate shows and events, so I have all these
humorous
clients.
Speaker.
Well, I speak and I'm funny. What do you call it?
He's a comedian keynote. He's a keynote comedian.
There you go.
Write that down.
Somebody.
Humorous speaker sounds like a humorous speaker, doctor.
A humorous, yeah. Right? My humorous is speaking to me.
You're a keynote. Yeah. You're a comedy keynote.
Damn right I am.
I'm a comedy keynote. National Turkey comedy Federation keynote. Doesn't want a humorous speaker. They want a comedy keynote.
Damn right. Anyway, that's
clean
what I'm.
Clean comedy keynote.
No.
You know what? No. Yes, clean. Jerry Seinfeld always said it's hard to be clean than to be dirty.
It's not that. But sometimes it's not funny. I mean, you get the right
unless
crowd.
Unless it's dirty.
Sometimes.
All right, very good.
I just want to,
anyway. James Hurston joins us here. JamesHurston.com also is one of the contributing editors for Newsmax. What's interesting lately is if you look at some of the stuff he's writing, one first couple is creating a business dynasty with Spotify and Netflix. That would be the Obamas. But the Clintons have paired up with Hollywood. James,
nice.
Talk about that a little bit for us, would you? Oop, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
There it is.
The Clintons. Yeah, the Clintons felt a little slighted, a little jealous when the Obamas got that deal with Netflix. I mean, it's a very lucrative deal. We heard tens of millions of dollars. And it's real in the sense that now they have a bunch of programs in production, all of which are, politically correct programs that no one will ever want to watch. But Hillary and her daughter, Chelsea, have formed a production company.
Oh.
And they've already been talking to studios out here in Hollywood. to see if maybe they can get some of that cash. And that's what they're looking for. You know, the Clintons, if there's one thing they're good at doing, it's figuring out financing, like they did with the Clinton Foundation. They sure. They just know how to shake the money tree. So that's the first step. They're going to get the money. And people may ask, you know, are Hillary and Chelsea qualified to entertain us? I mean, I don't know why they would ask that. I mean, Hillary, she's such an engaging, likable, so relatable.
Yeah.
And understands people, so not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's the most wooden figure. I mean, it's ridiculous. And Chelsea, the only thing I guess we could say is, you know, Chelsea worked for NBC News for a time.
Oh, yes.
She got $600,000 a year. Of course, she got that money, of course, with absolutely no credible experience. I suppose you could say that's political cronyism.
Why is that okay? Because this is sort of how I feel. I would assume that actors feel this way about musicians who suddenly decide they're going to go start acting because, you know, or you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is how I feel about podcasters, by the way. I mean, podcasting is for people who couldn't make it in broadcasting. I know, I'm going to do a show.
Right.
You ever heard my show?
My show?
You mean show? You mean you're in a garage with a microphone and you're playing into a realistic tape recorder? We did that too when we were 12. So, honestly, I do have I'm a little bitter about the podcast. You know, because I think a microphone and a gadget in front of you doesn't make you a broadcaster any more than me having a fast car on the freeway makes me a NASCAR driver.
There you go.
Right? I mean, it's not the same thing. James, talk about sort of this new, the reinvention of first families. Because, you know, the Bushes, you know, sort of, I mean, George Bush went into philanthropy. He specifically with Wounded Warriors and Challenge Athletes Foundation. George W. Bush went into philanthropy. Of course, his wife was it Barbara? It wasn't. No, George W.'s wife was named
Nancy.
No, that's anyway. Either way, the Bush George W. Bush went into philanthropy as his father. The Reagans went into philanthropy. The Clintons and Obama are going for
Laura. Laura Bush.
Laura Bush, yeah. Laura. Going and so the Clintons and the Obamas are going for the dough. And what's really interesting, not just the dough, but they're going right into the media, who already is their family, right? Think about that. I mean, that's the lowest of hanging fruit as there is. Yeah. Is it not?
No, it is. No, they have the connections. Actually, I think that Hillary and Chelsea will be successful in the sense that, you know, like Steven Spielberg just last year hired Hillary Clinton as an executive producer because he had some project that dealt with, you know, women getting the vote. And somehow she got paid for, I don't know what, technical advice on what the suffragette movement was, the suffrage movement. And so what Hillary's, according to Bloomberg, Hillary and Chelsea are going to be targeting women. So they're going to make shows that are made by women, for women, about women.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be very feminist women themes. And I just think Hillary Clinton, if anything, you know, she could provide a tax shelter, like in Mel Brooks's The Producers, because
right.
Hillary is adept at thinking of things that people don't like.
Sure.
And I just think she'll do that. Now, you know, you've got to give some credit to the Obamas. At least they're producing a children's show for preschoolers that's called Listen to Your Vegetables and Eat Your Parents. Now, that kind of a title is creative, you know, and kids will want to watch that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if parents want to be in the same room with them after they watch it. But
yeah. Well, Hillary's involved in the remake of Witches of Eastwick. I think she's...
Hey, everybody! She's, thank you, everybody!
She's one of the...
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
So, very quickly, because I got to get it. So, James, we're going to get to you next time. So
leave him laughing.
I want to talk to him about there's a rebrand of Disneyland going on, which is really interesting. So, James, we're going to maybe have you on later in the week just to actually... He's our Hollywood guy.
Yeah, yeah. What are they doing?
Scroll down on the page there for me, Jared. I'll tell you what they're doing. Real quickly. Disney. Keep going. Look at it. There's a rebrand. And then also I want to talk about Kanye West. Two great articles that you can find on Newsmax with James Hurst.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Chris Janikas is our director. Jared Coleman is our assistant director. Curtis Matovich is our floor director, our floor cameraman, our composer, our editor, our keeper of keys, and drummer.
Yeah, you're right there.
RussIsFunny.com because...
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
You can see us at BigBizShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter at BigBizShow, or me at Sully Speaks. See you tomorrow.